high-level defection to the U.S. reveals troubles in Burma. Eritrea rounds up more Christians, and we'll share the story of a ministry comeback. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A high-level Burmese diplomat has defected to the United States, fearing democratic change in his country is stillborn. He's seeking asylum. He's another voice of justice silenced by the junta regime. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says it's interesting timing.
What I'm reading is that a lot of people are defecting from the military. The soldiers don't want to go in these villages and kill any more people. They've been forced to do it by the government. And I think people are starting to stand up and say, you know what, we don't want to be a part of this. This is wrong, and we will not.
Vision Beyond Borders partners with a ministry in Thailand that's working in the refugee camps. Klein says they're
openly sharing the gospel with these people. A lot of the Karen are coming to Christ because they see that it's the Christians that are really coming to their aid.
Despite the genocide, the gospel won't be stopped. Klein shares about the commitment of a village evangelist they met on a recent trip.
Both of his hands and both of his eyes in a landmine that blew up in his face. And he still goes around the village sharing the gospel with Buddhist people.
Next, Open Door says Eritrean military officials have rounded up more evangelical Christians. Authorities arrested 35 believers on July 3rd on suspicion of gathering for worship in Asab, a port city. They were taken to a notoriously harsh military detention center nearby. Despite this, the government still says they don't persecute people for their beliefs or religion. Eritrea is the 12th ranked spot on the Open Door's 2011 World Watch List. Pray strength and comfort for the detained believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. For 50 years, Farms International has been serving the Christian community worldwide. Farms' Joe Richter says their core mission is to provide loans to Christians in need overseas to help establish small businesses, which ultimately help the local church. Richter says they're run by the local church, not Westerners.
We believe that a strong church is also an evangelizing church. A strong Christian church in a community can become the center for development.
As each recipient repays the interest-free loan, they agree to tie to the local church, which makes a healthy church, says Richter.
The churches that have resources normally are very keen to evangelize and to reach out to help people in their community and those around them that haven't heard the gospel. And this is the reason Farms exist.
Farms operates 22 loan projects in 11 countries, and they want to expand. They need your investment to help. Next, like a runner getting his second wind, International Aid is making a comeback. International Aid serves as an organization bringing relief to people who are in need or hit by disaster. Earlier last year, the organization struggled with finances and a lot of staff cuts were made. Now, CEO and President Brian Anderson says they've pulled through.
It really did forces to rely upon God. It was His provision during those 6 months, and seeing His hand at work and seeing us through that, that ultimately in early 2010, we came out of that, reorganized, and boy, it's just been a fun ride since then.
Anderson even thinks last year was their best year ever. They've watched as their ability to send more and more aid has grown with God opening doors.
This past year, International Aid shipped in excess of $116 million worth of product and equipment to over 68 countries, working through over 300 partners.
Pray they'll continue to grow and advance God's kingdom. And Operation Mobilization is celebrating their 50th anniversary with the Transform 2011 conference. Along with a conference, believers with Operation Mobilization are gathering in Rome to kick off a year-long prayer initiative. There are 450 million people in the Mediterranean countries, and many of those are unreached Muslims. Each week, different Transform teams will pray for a different group of Muslims until next year's conference. Join the prayer initiative. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ruffson Ministries wants to encourage you to walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.